Good evening and welcome to From the AD's View. I'm your host, Dr. Cedric Brown. On today's show, we have a very special guest, Ms. Heather Callison. Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm doing good, Dr. Brown. How are you today?
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you so much. Heather, what is good mental health?
An internal sense of peace or control.
Okay. How can people become allies of good mental health?
Open-mindedness, empathy, and being a good listener.
And describe ways to foster good mental health.
Talk about it and advocate for yourself and step out of your comfort zone and allow people to help you.
These topics and more on From the AD's View. Let's get it. Welcome back to the show. Before we get started on our show today, I'd like to give honor to God, who's ahead of my life, because without him, none of the things that I do would be possible. And so many wonderful things have happened in my life since we started this show almost 2 years ago. And I'm very thankful and grateful for those things in my life as a father, as a husband, as a professional, career professional. Those things would not happen without him. Now, let's bring back our special guest, Ms. Heather Callison. Ms. Callison is a former assistant director of education at the Renewed Hope Ranch Treatment Facility. She's a former director of education at that same facility. She's a former student and lead success advisor at Southern Utah University. And currently at Southern Utah University, she's the director of student outreach and support. Heather, welcome to the show.
Thank you for allowing me to be here today.
Absolutely. And so the way that I met this amazing young lady is that she does wonderful, wonderful work at Southern Utah University for all students and that student athlete students with regards to helping them with any type of mental health challenges and, helping them being introduced to the university and things like that. So when her and I talked, she was like, Dr. Brown, can I take a little bit of your time? We have an interesting program going on and we want to introduce the student athletes to the program. And I said, absolutely. But I didn't understand how much of and people say this, and I think, you know, as I've done my research, how much of a rock star Heather Callison really is. But Heather, can you tell our viewers a little bit about your journey from, you know, when you started as an undergrad through graduate school and now as the director of student outreach and support?
Absolutely. Working with many different kinds of people, students, multiple different kinds of backgrounds, understanding that the mind and the way people think is different for everyone. I'm intrigued by it. I myself, I think we all could benefit from working on our mental health in many different ways and being able to understand where we're at. In my journey of working within the treatment center of students who live 24/7, in that facility and working with them on their hardships and things that they've gone through and being able to see the power of community and strength and encouragement and practice, allowing these students to be able to become strong in mental or physical ways so they can advocate for themselves and become contributing members of society is and was powerful. And the age group of 16 to 25 and older is very powerful. And I loved being at SUU and being able to help those students that come in for the first time trying to figure out life, what they should be doing and how to go about it, because it's scary. And it is. Being able to know how to just walk the path of life is not always the easiest. And having that opportunity with these students now at SUU has been nothing I could say less about it. I think it's amazing and it's hard, good work. And I'm happy to be where I'm at. So thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And thank you for that, because it's very important that when you're working with people or when people see the work that you're doing, that they kind of understand your journey also, so that because something in your journey can help them through theirs. Right. And so that's a important connection to have. So, Heather, as you and your team design what your program looks like, what is good mental health?
I think that is a loaded question. For me, and understanding the work that we do with the students that we work with, I think having an internal sense of peace and knowing what that means for each individual and allowing them to explain that to me or those that work with me and understanding what is in their circle of control to allow that sense of peace is what I hope for and what I aim for, and helping people, cheering people along the way to get the support and help that they need to help them be successful in whatever that looks like for them.
Sure. And that is important as well. So let me ask you, and obviously we're not asking to disclose anything like that, so I'll just ask very general questions. What are some things that students, let's say a brand new freshman coming to the university, what are the types of things that they would potentially kind of deal with in their new journey, in their new walk?
I would say homesickness is a large one, very much so. A lot of students travel from all across the country and nation even to come to SUU to get an education or participate in sports. So homesickness is a big one. Financial security is also another stressor, as well as relationships, social aspects, getting out of the comfort zone and meeting new people, as well as people coming in with mental health things such as anxiety, or even there can be eating disorders or any kind of stressors that you would typically think about, they're probably there. And that does happen, and having to navigate college for the first time by yourself is scary. Absolutely. And on those things on top of that are things that we see.
Absolutely. Has past experiences for you, Heather, or with your team, how can you use the past experiences that you had? Because you were also a first-time freshman on a college campus, right? And I'm sure, as I was, right, that you have, in your words, you have stressors that can cause a little anxiety or things like that. How are you as a professional able to use your past experiences to help build the program that you have and then help others?
That's a great question. I feel like navigating college for the first time, just that anyone could probably give that advice of being okay with the fact that it's scary and the fact that it's new. I think the unknown from recent years is really scary, and talking about that and putting words to that and acknowledging that it's okay to not know what's going on, but it's also okay to ask for help. Being confident in asking for help can be really scary once you talk about the fact I asked for help and it wasn't a bad experience, for at least for me. I have to ask questions all the time. I do not know everything. I wish that I did. But having good and bad experiences, but being able to pick yourself up and have that you have your support system behind you to help you get the information or support that you need. That's what I would say that I've experienced, and just having to believe in myself, because there's a dream that you want to achieve and you have to be willing to go after it.
Absolutely. And we're finding more and more in the world of college education, higher education, that students are experiencing more stressors, because, you know, social media is a real thing, right? And if you can't or aren't able to navigate that, because your life is constantly under a magnifying glass, you know, depending on how entrenched you are in social media, right? It's a way to connect with individuals. If you've been distanced from family and friends, it's a way for you to stay in touch or closer. And at the same time, it's a way for people who troll through things to have those types of opinions that, you know, hopefully they're positive. Hopefully those opinions are uplifting, but we do have some situations where they are not. How does your team suggest that student athletes or students deal with those types of stressors with the social media and things like that, right? Because they're not just going to put it down, right? Because they want to be involved. They want to be in the know. So is there a way that your team talks about dealing with those types of stressors?
I would say when it comes to social media, you mentioned time, talking to them about how much time they're spending. And sometimes it's multiple hours in a day, which I'm guilty of too. But being able to have that boundary, having the boundary, whether you put it on your phone or have an accountability buddy, talking with them about being in the present, being able to be with those people that you're around right now, but also being aware and okay with the fact that you do want to connect with people that might not be in the intermediate circle that you're in, and just navigating those healthy boundaries, but also talking about what's serving you and what is not serving you, and little by little, maybe dropping that person, or not dropping, that's not the right word, unfriending the person that is not saying nice things or is not helping you feel better about yourself. And it's okay to be able to say, I love that person, but they're not serving me right now. And I want to be able to focus on my mental health and be able to be the best version of myself and navigating those boundaries, which can be a very difficult thing.
Absolutely. And it's okay to love people from afar, right? It is okay with doing that. And it is okay, whatever the terminology that individuals use, right? Because we want people to be the best versions of themselves and be comfortable with who they are. So if they're using drop, use drop, right? If we use unfriend, use unfriend, right? How, whatever that looks like, the point is that you need to do what's in the best interest of you and your mental health, right? So that you can be the best version of yourselves all the time. And so those are very, you know, poignant opportunities and nuggets. And I say that about all the hosts, I mean, my guests that come on the show. Heather, you guys drop nuggets, right, on our viewers. And hopefully those nuggets help them to navigate their day. But Heather, stay with me, right? I have to go pay some bills with our sponsors and things like that. So we will pick up the other topics that we're going to talk about, exciting topics that we're going to talk about when we come back. You are watching From the AD's View. I'm your host, Dr. Cedric Brown. We'll be right back after this break.
Renting is everything. It's style at your doorstep, off the runway and into your closet. It's every trend you've been dying to try and every designer you've yet to discover. It's wearing it your way every time and making it count everywhere you go. It's never worrying about what to wear because something new is always coming your way. That's why renting is everything. New styles, top designers, all for a flat monthly fee. Start your subscription at renttherunway.com.
Slow roasted over hickory fire and pulled by hand. This is the way pit pork has always been done. Pulled pork lovers, rejoice. The smoky old days are back at the Smoke Shack. From the creative team that brought you The Browning Project and Dead by Morning comes a new thriller that will change the way you look at white-collar crime forever. Fallen from the Sky.
Water. It's everywhere. We drink it, we bathe with it, we cook with it. Coffee's made with water. Toilets won't flush without it. It's used for washing clothes, dishes, utensils, pots, pans, floors, and our teeth. Plants and crops need water, animals drink it, and fish need it too. And don't forget, we can have a lot of fun in the water. Water. What will we do without it?
Welcome back to the show. Before we bring back our guests, I'd like to talk about my book. It is How Black Men Overcome Racial Barriers in the Status Quo in NCAA Institutions. It's a narrative inquiry, and really proud of the work that was done in the book and those that helped put all those the help me with the research with the book, because writing the book one was a very surreal project for me. Never thought that I would be an author. Two, having an opportunity to share experiences with others based on something that I experienced and had, you know, success then and, you know, perpetual and ongoing success now was important to me. And what we found in the research is that there were three things that came out of it. One, that there were benefits of having a role model. And I have several role models, and they are still helping me to this day grow in my profession. Two was the expectation that the role models had of me, right? So if they gave me assignments or asked me to get in contact with someone and kind of pick their brain and things like that, it helped, right? And then the last piece was being able to overcome my perceived or real racial barriers in the business, right? And not from a negative standpoint, but from a standpoint of what were the things that helped me be successful if there were some challenges, if there were some bumps in the road, right? And so my book is available on Amazon.com. You can get that at any time, and it's in, you can see it's in paperback and it also in hardcover as well. But get the book. It's a great read. It's an easy read. There's some great information in the book, not only about people of color, men of color, but it can help anyone that is aspiring to go into athletic administration and wanting to be an athletic director at the Power Five level. If you like to see past episodes of From the AD's View, please go to cedricmbrown.org. If you'd like to learn more about the professional services that I provide, with NIL, collegiate eligibility, go to cedricmbrown.org. And then if you'd like to be a guest on the show, I'd love to have you. Go to cedricmbrown.org and send me an email and we can talk more. From the AD's View is shown Sunday evenings at 6:40 Central, 7:40 Eastern. for more open and honest topics about things going on in our world today. Let's bring back our special guest, Ms. Heather Callison. Ms. Heather, we've talked about what good mental health looks like, right? Back in the green room, we were talking that as you matriculated through your bachelor's degree and your master's degree, your master's degree, to my pleasure, you know, was entrenched in sports psychology and around that. Can you talk a little bit about that? And then we'll get into the other topics that we have.
Yes, I love sports. I love watching them. I love participating in them. Although I am a recreational athlete, if you will, I love diving into understanding why people do what they do and how they can do it and be successful and operate on peak performance. And what I've learned and researched is that it does narrow down to a lot of what happens in the mind as well as skill and that mind and body connection. And understanding how when our mind is okay, our body can be okay, can operate at that peak performance, and knowing how or knowing what an okay mindset looks like and being positive and healthy so that we can perform to the best of our abilities. I love learning about that and I love part of that and being able to channel that into the work that I do daily. I think that our minds can only be right. We have an okay mindset going into the work that we do, the education that we're in, the classes that we take, the goal that we're going after. So that's where a lot of where my passion is performance and the performance outcomes from our mindsets.
Sure. And that is awesome. And as we were talking backstage also, although, you know, my educational journey led me through philosophy, right? Sports psychology is near and dear to my heart, right? And we were talking about sports imagery that sports psychologists use on professional athletes, on collegiate athletes, so that they can actually see something, right? See it in the mind before they perform it from a practical standpoint. And that's just so fascinating, right? So I applaud that, you know, that direction that you've gone to through in your education, because it's fascinating. Let's transition back to our topics, right? So we talked about what good mental health looks like, right? How can people become allies of good mental health, Heather?
Honestly, I think open-mindedness is a really important thing because, man, I'm getting emotional. I think that everybody goes through a different journey. And when we have a support system, that support system has become open mind to what you're going through and willing to have open arms and support you. Open-mindedness to me means letting someone talk and say their piece and whatever that looks like. And then you coming back with empathy of, I may not know exactly what you're going through, but I want to sit here with you and I want to be Absolutely. With you. And that's what I think being an ally means. It doesn't mean that you have to have an answer to every single one of their problems. You don't have to be a fixer. You just, a lot of the time people want someone to listen. And then being able to ask the question, how can I help you? What does help look like that I can do? And then allowing them to have the chance to think and respond, whether they say, I don't know, or whether they say just listening, or what do you think? And being able to provide that information, whether it's resources or I'm here for you whenever you need. And yep. Just sitting with people, I think that's also really hard to do sometimes, is because we all have our own opinions. And I think that just comes from the relationship that you're with people in. Some people might not talk to a stranger. Some people might feel right. totally comfortable talking to a stranger. So sure. I think open-mindedness and listening is really important, and hearing, not, I guess not just listening, but hearing what people are saying and knowing how they can help, asking what help could look like to them.
And that's such a powerful thing, right? When you can hear, you know, what someone says and you're listening to them, then you pick up on the things that they are trying to say between the lines, right? Mm-hmm. And again, you hit the nail on the head, Heather. It's sometimes it's not even about trying to fix it or trying to have an answer. It's more about listening to them and allowing them to unburden whatever it is that's on them, right? And bring, get that off their chest. And then now they have room to fill it with something more positive, right? And fill it with something that can help them to be the best version or a better version of themselves at that point in time. That's powerful. So then, Heather, the last thing is then, can you describe what fostering good mental health looks like?
In the work that I've done, and I would say anecdotal data, working with many different types of people, is that it's really hard to disclose that you're struggling. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. learning that not everyone is out to get you, most people want to help, and mm-hmm. allowing yourself to be vulnerable and talking about it. When you can put words to what's going on, or even if you can't speak those words, but recognize that you are struggling, that you can start to find ways, or those people that are helping you can find ways that can help you be the best version or most successful version of yourself, even if it's little by little every day. That comes to when you talk about it, you're advocating for yourself, you're stepping out of your comfort zone, which is really hard to do, and allowing people to help you, which is also very hard to do. But once you do it a couple times and realize people are truly there to help you and support you, that it's not as scary. And me talking about it right now, or people on social media, or you, Dr. Brown, whoever it is, talking about whether people do have struggles or they don't have struggles, but they're there to support, that is just such a powerful tool and can allow people to foster good mental health. I think thoughts become things, just like you were talking about imagery. You can mm-hmm. think about something in the negative way, and that's all that will happen. But right. if you start to think about things happening in a positive way, and you put that step forward, that's the action of fostering that mental health. What do you want to do, and how? What can you put forward and allow yourself to have a more positive mental health aspect in your life?
That is so, so, so true, right? And as we were talking in the, you know, in the green room prior to the show, you know, I disclosed I have not, by Lord's blessings, right? I have not dealt personally with mental health issues. And at the same time, I recognize each day, every day, because it is so present in the work that I do, the work that you do, the work that, you know, our colleagues that they do, that it is here, it's present, right? And so whether you've experienced it personally, or whether you have been an ally, or you were someone who tries to foster or champion good mental health, we're all in this, right? You know, we may not all be professionals and practitioners of the work as you are, Heather, but we're all in it somehow, some way, right? And so the more that we can educate ourselves, and the more that we can research and look for resources that we can share, the better off we're going to be, and the better we can become that ally, or we can become that champion, or someone who fosters that what good mental health is and what it looks like. Last thing, Heather, before we go, ask all my guests this very same question. What does faith or spiritualness mean to you?
I think my faith and spiritualness has evolved through time, which I think is, in my opinion, a good thing. Yep, I think it brings about, when I think of spiritualness or faith, I think peace, I think hope, and I think a pathway forward. Mm-hmm. And being able to have something to hope for, knowing that there is bad in the world, but there can be good things too, and there can be peace, and finding that inner peace, however that looks like, whether I'm at yoga or on the mountain, or if I happen to be at church, whatever that, wherever that peace can come from, and knowing that there's good out there, and that we can do the best we can every day and with what we're given, that if we're just trying just a little bit more, that everything's going to be okay.
And those are great thoughts and great words of wisdom, Heather. And thank you for sharing that, right? Because that again is powerful, right? Being able to share your thoughts around faith and what spiritualness means to you. A viewer watching the show may have be thinking about something, and those thoughts can help them. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Brown.
And thank you for being a part of this show. Heather, typically my show is centered on athletics or sports, or we're talking about the latest thing, from ESPN or something like that. But this is a time in the 2 years that I've been doing the show. This is a time that this is something more unique, right? And more relevant to things outside of sports, right? Particularly, right? But, we have mental health challenges in sports and things like that as well. But this is something that was really kind of, I was having a conversation around mental health, and then, sports was in it. That's the type of thing that this was today. And I truly, truly appreciate you. And again, I believe, Heather Callison, you are a rock star in what you're doing and the help that you're providing with you and your team to the students at Southern Utah University is a wonderful thing. And I applaud you. I applaud you. And I thank you for everything that you've done before and the things that you're going to do in the future.
Thank you for the opportunity, Dr. Brown. It's been a blessing, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so as I conclude the show, I want to thank Ms. Heather Callison for being a part of the show today. And as I do at the end of each show, want to talk a little bit about something important. And the topic today is mental health, right? We have to have a good sense of who we are in order for us to be the best versions of ourselves. And if there are anyone's watching this episode, and you have any type of mental health issues, please reach out to someone. Please reach out to someone. And if my producers can bring back Ms. Heather Callison for 1 second, please bring her back. And I forgot to ask you this, Ms. Heather. If someone wants to get in contact with you, right, how can they do that?
They can email me by emailing heathercallison@suu.edu, or they can find me on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/in/heather-callison. That one's a little more complicated, but you can still find me there.
It is. I found you on LinkedIn. And I requested to be your pal on LinkedIn. So I found you. But thank you for that. I just wanted to bring you back and give that information, because it's so important, Heather, the work that you do, that if someone, is trying to find you, that they can connect with you so that you can help provide them with an opportunity of listening, hearing, or provide them with resources. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And as I go back to what I was saying before, it is very important that if you're watching this episode that and you're having some challenges, that you reach out, that you find the Heather Callisons and her team, or you find other resources that you may need to be better, right? Because one thing that you have to understand is that it's okay with not being okay, right? And then finding the way towards a better version of yourselves is fine too. And then the last thing before I go, my brand favorite is coming out, and I want everybody to once we drop the website, find it, because I'm hearing humbly that the what we're putting together, the clothes, the comfort in the sports apparel and the clothing that we're putting together, I've done some focus groups and individuals like it. So I will have more information for you down the road, but I really appreciate everybody's support and all things my book, being a part of From the 80s View. I really appreciate everything that people are doing for me. And again, I want to thank Ms. Heather Callison for being a special guest on our show today. And again, From the 80s View is Sunday evenings at 6:40 Central, 7:40 Eastern. And you can find us talking about more special topics on From the 80s View. Good night and God bless.